our senior members and staff. On the opposite side, if you want.
I haven't seen
it.
Make. In the presentation, you will see that Mr. Strachan is going to be asking us to drop the word beneficiation. That word is sometimes maybe not as as useful. And the main reason is that I think what beneficiation is about two things. It is about adding value to minerals, which is the beneficiated part, but more importantly is actually the upstream linkages. That is the manufacturing that goes into the mining industry, because mining is essentially an industrial activity in terms of extracting raw material from 3,000 feet under the ground. You need sophisticated equipment and machinery and steel and inputs, and really a big part of our strategy we'll see is about creating that industry. The second important point to make is you're going to rightfully ask why, with South Africa's abundance of mineral resources, we have the world's largest, we had of gold, of diamonds, of platinum, and also the rich deposits of coal and iron ore and manganese, why have we never been able to beneficiate? And I want to say to the committee that the real biggest reason for that failure is the absence of bold interventions by the state into the sector. And let me say why the state needs to intervene. If you take Koch Industries, I don't know if you know this American company, it's the second or third biggest company in the world, second biggest private company in the U.S., Koch Industries. But you will see the United States could have been an exporter when they had oil resources. Obviously, they could just export the crude oil. Yeah. What the U.S. did, and this thing is now going on for 40 years, they imposed a ban on the export of crude oil from the United States. It is illegal to export crude oil, which means you must refine it. You must add value to it in the United States. So what you have created is a world-class refining and downstream oil business into fertilizers, into polymers, a lot of what Sasol is doing here. They've created an entire downstream industry around the oil industry. Now, if you take Africa, you will see that Nigeria just takes crude oil and exports it. And we do it with all our raw materials. We take that crude raw and we export it. So you never create an industry. So that is the intervention of the United States. But of course, they will tell you, but that's not a free market activity. Somebody must have the right to, if I own the oil, why can't I just export it when I want to, in whatever form I want to, whose government to tell me? But the United States took that key decision and created. But also we've got a lot of examples in our own country, which we had. General Smuts, when South Africa decided in the 20s we need a steel industry, we can't only rely on British steel anymore to import our steel. He created ISCO in the 1920s. But what he gave ISCO was the full mineral rights to iron ore. He created a diversified company which had both the rights to iron ore and then to create steel out of it. Mm-hmm. And we have ISCO that was started that basically industrialized this country. Similarly, when they created Sasol, IDC created Sasol, they gave them coal deposits. So Sasol sits on the richest coal deposits, and they turned that coal into petroleum and liquefied fuel and so on. But so you can see that if you're going to industrialize, you must pass on to the next stage of the value chain. You must pass on your raw material at a discounted price. So as you know, what has happened now is that the old ISCO are bundled into two companies, Kumba and Mittal. Kumba now sits on the iron ore and Mittal sits on the steel. What has happened is that Kumba has launched a big campaign, and they published papers to say South Africa is uncompetitive in steel. The reason is they want to export all the iron ore and give nothing at a discount to Mittal. And that is why we had the big fight. So can you see, luckily, when they unbundled, they gave them cost plus 3% on the iron ore, but as you said, that is a big dispute now. And so, but going to be the essence of this presentation. Government must take a bold decision that we can only create a diversified manufacturing economy if we take bold decisions with regard to the use of our minerals. But you are helping the private sector, but you're just helping the manufacturing part of the private sector through this intervention. I'll hand over to